power of intention. Another Wayne Dyer thing. I think a number of people have actually used that. What's your intention for today? Have you made your intentions known, at least to yourself? Do you want to look for reasons to feel good? Is it your intention to feel good and or well today? Because both of those things are important. You can feel good and you can feel well. If you are well health-wise, that's good. And if you're good, you're doing good things, that's kind of cool as well. Allow yourself to feel both of those things and sort of intend as you start your days to feel good and to be good and to feel well and be well. You get that? Roberta gets it. Jennifer gets it. Richie gets it. This is Beyond Good Day, by the way, the hour of the program in which we devote ourselves to stories, sometimes simple lessons. Dr. J. Kumar will join us later in this hour with some things that are connected to God and spirit, that kind of stuff, and not religious. It's all about your body and your mind, the brain, how it all works. I just am kind of interested, as we start this new year, how many of you really, really, really are into the intention of your long-range resolutions? Because they aren't any good if you only do a little. You got to do a lot, and that's where we fall down. We do a little, and then we stop. Whether it's trying to lose weight, you want to stop drinking, you want to stop smoking, all of those things. Put your, what is it, the old expression, put your nose to the stone or your shoulder to the wheel?
Grindstone, yeah.
Or whatever
grindstone.
It is. Yeah, right, exactly. I was thinking of that when loading cows into the truck last night to be brought back to the home farm, and it's this ice
new
everywhere.
Car seats?
I actually sat on a new car seat yesterday. Is that what you... What, are you psychic? Did I tell you I had new car seats?
No.
How do the cows not fall down when you travel them around?
Well, they have, in the trailer, we put enough in each compartment so they really can't fall down. We kind of squeeze them in so that they stand up. Mm. But getting them onto their...
I took a ride like that from Mexico once.
Really?
The New York City subway.
Very good.
During rush hour.
Uh-huh. The essence of us putting our shoulder, the other day loading the cows on the truck, Meredith took some video, we're going to get it edited. Matter of fact, she was talking to Richie.
Oh, man.
We called,
you guys. I figured between the two of you, you'd be able to figure out how to take
well,
and
I
send
think she's
a video
much better at it.
That.
She's better at
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah. She's freaking Spielberg.
Yeah,
please.
So I'm calling Richie. She took the video, but she didn't know how to email it. Because she actually wanted to email it to you so you would edit it.
Sure, yeah, fine, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that was a pretty good conversation. But the point is that some of the
you
pictures...
You know what, here's how we can get video from you to me.
Yeah?
You buy an iPad, hit record...
I have an iPad.
Right, shoot the video, then mail me the iPad.
I'll bring it with me.
Overnight the iPad, I'll extract the video, I'll email it to myself... And then I'll send you back the iPad.
That's high tech, really.
We were going to try to do video every day, though, I thought. Aren't we going to do that? Didn't you want me to do video every day in the
that's
new year?
That's going to happen.
That was our resolve.
Exactly.
I will bring it down. You can check this. You can do whatever you need to. But
sure.
One of the things that we were laughing about is the fact that I have to get under the cows and put my shoulder into it, sometimes on their rump to push them up into the truck. And it's
sure,
not
they
easy.
Love that.
Well, it's not easy when it's so icy as it is. One of those, it actually can be kind of dangerous because you can fall down, the cow can fall down on top of you. It wouldn't be too pleasant. I can't think it would be very pleasant. I've not had it happen.
Would that kill you if a cow fell on top of you?
I don't know. It depends on. I've had cows.
Right. I mean, how much do they weigh?
Well, it depends on the breed. A Jersey is 900 to 1,000 pounds full grown.
Yeah.
Some of the Ashires would be 1,500 pounds. Brown Swiss would be about that. Holsteins can weigh almost 2 tons.
So, like, crush your ribcage.
So 900 pounds would be the smallest cow.
Yeah, the smallest mature cow would be
a
Jersey at 900 plus. 1,000.
You guys have never had a cow fall on you?
I have not had a cow
step
fall
on your
on
foot,
me.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, step on my feet all the time. But if they fell on you, you landed on your leg, they're not going to just stay there. They're going to scramble quickly to try to get up again. So you best move out of the way. If you have something like that happening, you just push yourself away, get away as fast as you can so that they can, because they're going to be squirming and moving around to try to right themselves. That would be their instinct anyway. So how did I get off onto that tangent? Oh, it was the talking of the shoulder and some of the ice. I don't even know. How do we... You started this, Jennifer, I believe, in terms of the...
Me?
Story value.
You were talking about taking videos.
No, but the reason I was talking about taking videos is because something came into my mind.
Because you said you were loading cows, and yeah, I went to car seat.
Because there was something else that started with it. This is pretty
maybe
good.
We should just start over again.
Radio,
no one knows how it started.
This is Radio Rewind, folks. Radio Rewind. Anyway, it's story time. We get to, we have Roberta.
Can I suggest a story for Jennifer?
A story, yes.
That I just saw, Jennifer. Kevin Federline's brother apparently says he is the father of Britney Spears' son, Sean.
Yes, we've heard that.
Oh, that was so last week.
Oh, it was? Okay, I'm just hearing about this.
Okay. So Richie's so last week.
Funny.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes, no, it was an extortion attempt.
Ah, okay.
Really, what a surprise. Hollywood, Britney Spears,
that's a funny
extortion?
Story.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that. So, Roberta, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Roberta has the first story in a moment.
Roberta, tell us a little bit about what your story is going to be.
Oh, my story is about skinny models.
I like it so far.
Yeah. Ugly I love when skinny. She talks about me. Gosh, Roberta.
May I repeat? It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness. With all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping. And always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear. 1 and 2 and 3 new tops and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program with Jennifer up to the plate. This is Roberta.
This would be Roberta.
It's Roberta.
Yes.
Jennifer. How easily you confuse us, Doug.
But actually, I chewed
this is Roberta's theme song, actually.
Is it? How's that?
Supermodel.
Supermodel.
Oh, the skinny model story. Now I know I'm going to tune out.
Now you're going to love this, Doug. Underweight models have now been banned in Israel.
Good.
So, in fact, if you're a model in Israel and you're going to do a photo shoot, you have to produce a medical record 3 months before the shoot, and the body mass index is not allowed to dip below 18.5. And that also includes if you take a photo shoot of a model and then you try to digitally alter the model to make him or her look skinnier, it has to be clearly marked in whatever that image is being used for, that this has been digitally altered.
Skinny model.
So skinny models. So that means a BMI of 18.5 would be about... I don't know. What would that be?
What are you, Roberta? What's your BMI?
My BMI is about a 22.
What's yours, Richie?
Couldn't tell you. Don't care.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Mine's 24.
So what, the reason for doing this is to help fight anorexia in Israel, because they find that anorexia is about, what do they say, 5% of young Israelis
are suffering. I heard that anorexia makes you very nervosa.
From eating disorders, and 90% of those are girls between 12 and 20.
That was funny. Yes,
it was. Yeah, I heard that.
It was funny.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Not funny.
So I think my lines of appropriateness are blurred.
You see these really skinny models, and, you know. I had a couple of models live in the building that that I live in, including Heidi Klum. And I'll tell you, when you see them just, like, walking on the street, first thing you want to say is, please, somebody give this girl a shoot.
Even Heidi Klum, she looks very curvy.
She is curvy, but she's still very skinny.
Really?
You know, in real life, it's like, my God, their arms look like toothpicks. But, you know, the camera, they say, adds, you know, 10, 20 pounds onto you, I suppose. But, you know, not an issue anymore.
So does the radio, by the way.
Perfect. There we go. All right. So your opinions on that, you can share them with us at Facebook. You can send them to Doug at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right. So what social media items do we have, Jennifer, before you tell your story? Trending? You have to go somewhere else? You know what?
I moved things around. I was there all show waiting.
But see, and I apologize for this. I figure you're all like, I have three screens working all the time, and I know most of you only have one.
So, well, Richie, you most have three. Of us regular folks.
I have four.
You have four screens here. Yeah, okay. So,
I'm ready.
All right, so just bring us up to date on questions and answers, things that people are intrigued by. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm reading one of the responses to our Al Jazeera post.
And that's where we're going right now, actually. All right, so this is good stuff. If you haven't heard, Al Gore sold Current TV to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is going to try to expand its English footprint with this Current TV deal. So we asked you, would you watch the new Al Jazeera channel? Kevin said, sure, if I get it. Scott said, it's one way to get another view of the things other than mainstream media here in the colonies. Yes, he'd watch it and have watched it when they reported on bin Laden. Let's see. BZ Polly said, unfortunately, Al Jazeera English is completely unfairly associated with being somehow involved with terrorism, which is absurd and reactionary nonsense. It is mostly ex-BBC journalists, like actual journalists, which I agree. I think they do get a bad rap just for the name.
Yeah, they do.
And that's a true statement. Walter said, no way in heck, although he didn't say heck. He said hardcore. Right. Joe said, never, isn't going to happen. Terry said, I watched it when I lived overseas. It has no more propaganda than CNN, Fox, BBC. The basic news is solid. Turn the channel when they have a slanted story. Mm-hmm. And Charles says, no, barely watch the local news as it is. Lies and propaganda are the same, no matter what their source. I'm in now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, right. you know, I'm trained as a journalist originally, and I worked with the Al Jazeera people for a while. And I have to say, they are legitimate. Legitimate journalists.
Right. Now you know why Roberta is the way she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Trained by Al Jazeera. That's it.
By a monkey.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Right in.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now, 23 after the hour on Doug Stepien Good Day program.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Beyond today, Dr. Jay Kumar will inspire you in a moment. Speaking of, well, no, I'm going to hold this up. Never mind.
Look at how better. Good you are.
Come on, you're on my 80s flashback.
Right. Let's get to Roberta speaking of an 80s flashback.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, that's Jennifer.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I always wanted a metal detector when I was a little kid.
Really?
Did you ever have one? Anybody?
No.
One of those things like you sweep the beach with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the one that you walk through.
I wanted x-ray glasses.
Oh, I bet you did. You wanted to look at people. All right, well, little Sonny Carter got the gift I always wanted and never got. He got a metal detector for Christmas this year. And he's in Kings Lynn, England. Well, the day after Christmas, he and his parents went for a walk, and they took the metal detector with them. And they found they found some coins, they found a key. All of a sudden, the metal detector starts going absolutely nuts. So they decide to start digging to see what they find. It's an 11.5-pound World War II era bomb.
Ooh.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
That's awesome.
11.5 pounds. Yeah, they dug the whole thing up. They thought it was a pot of gold at first, they said. But then they got this bomb.
They called ticking?
No, they did not hear ticking. They called law enforcement officials, and authorities rushed to the scene because this is a big deal to find a bomb. They told the kid to keep the bomb submerged in a bucket of water. And
how big is the bomb?
11.5 pounds.
It's not that big.
That's a pretty good size. I mean, you wouldn't want to mess around with it.
Where is this? What town is this?
This was in Kings Lynn, England.
It's probably the biggest thing those guys have had to do this since World War II.
Right? And so they told them to keep it in a bucket of water because it could have been a phosphorus bomb, which ignites when it dries out. Mm-hmm. And then when authorities got there, they took it. They made sure that it wasn't... They disposed of it, essentially. Took it away. Mm-hmm. But how cool is that? He got something. It's never going to be that exciting again for him and his metal detector. Ever, ever, ever. He found a bomb.
He could have been blown to bits.
It's cool. It's an 11.5-pound World War II bomb. What is your problem?
It's probably got nuclear waste inside
of
it.
No, it's World War II.
It does not. It's World War II.
Brother, do you remember how World War II ended?
Not with an 11-pound bomb in England.
I will tell you that here in Washington, D.C.
This is how these stories get started, with exaggerations.
Listen here, you uninformed person.
I'm very informed, thank you.
Search the two neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. that they have found unexploded, undetonated World War II warfare under. And they basically had to level the neighborhoods to clear out all of the nuclear waste because it was so toxic.
So toxic.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure that if that could happen here in Washington, D.C., that it can happen there.
No, there's so much toxicity in Washington, they just absorb
through. Yeah, they don't even need bombs.
No, but they've had to clear one or two neighborhoods that were the houses were built back in the late 40s, and they used them as dump sites. That's where they buried all the ammunitions.
Right.
And they find the stuff, and then they bring in the experts, and the chemical just waste is just, okay, we got to get everybody out of here.
Looking forward to making jobs for the future. That's what that's all about. That's the perfect place to do it. All right, do you have time? You don't have time for your story.
For my story?
No. You don't have time?
No.
Dr. Jay Kumar coming up in a few moments. By the way, the study that we were talking about, couples who live together argue most about what they want to watch on television, was the stimuli for our poll today at DougStephan.com. Question here is, which one is yours? What do you argue about? A, his or her television choices. B, household chores. C, sharing the bathroom. D, getting along with his or her family. And C, that would have been what I thought would be number one. People getting along.
In-laws.
Right, with the in-laws. Roberta, how'd you get along with your husband's in-laws? Your husband's family?
Okay. Right? Yeah, no problem.
See, it would be hard for people not to get along with your father. I don't know about your mother, but I think everybody would have loved your father.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. All right, so stand by for Dr. J here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Interviews and insights with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Number one New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci's latest novel, The Forgotten, is another trademark page-turner set in the fictional town of Paradise, Florida. Normally, Paradise conjures images of palm trees and beach parties, but in The Forgotten, far more sinister happenings are afoot. David explains how this juxtaposition serves his storyline.
I set the story in a town called Paradise because I thought that name would have been taken. I thought someone in Florida would have had the brains to name a place Paradise, but I researched it and there was no Paradise, so I made one up. And it really is sort of an irony for me that a place that seems perfect on the surface, the facade is just so intriguing, so exquisite, so rich, that if you sort of dig underneath a little bit, though, under the underbelly, it's very dirty, a place that exploits people for lots of very bad reasons. And for me to set it at a place called Paradise is supposed to be perfect and show that it's not perfect at all, I thought was a nice little a fictional play that I was able to let people see that, look, you have to look below the surface, that a lot of unfairness occurs, that lots of people are exploited, and if you have money and power, there's lots of things that you can do, and most of the rules don't apply to you. There's a lot of division in this country, the one percenters versus everyone else, the have versus the have-nots, the people who seem to control everything, and the ones who just want to sort of have a fair and equal chance. If you think the world is perfect, it's not. If you think that the one percenters have all the answers, they don't. If you think the world is fair, it's not. But it certainly can be a lot fairer than it is right now. This book is about people who are very greedy. They want more, even though they seemingly have it all, and it seems like enough is not enough.
David Baldacci speaking about his latest novel, The Forgotten.
Visit us on the web at Insight Daily Radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Cyrus, mm-hmm. Our buddy, our pal.
Right. Well, I don't know if he's our buddy or our pal.
Yeah, every sure time he comes along, we have a great time with him.
Yeah.
He digs us. Well, at least he digs Jen and I.
He digs you. Really?
I'm not sure what he thinks of you.
I would think that he would think that I was a cool cat.
I think he likes you.
Yeah.
I am a little cool geeky, cat. But that's why we all like you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You make his achy, breaky heart smile, Dougie.
That's right.
Very nice. The Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, Dr. JQR in a moment with ways to train your brain for a healthier and a happier new year. Actually, there is a bit of info at DougStephan.com that we've been carrying this week in the headlines from today's show. In this particular area of the website, you can check out how to actually throw away your negative thoughts. It is a great way. There are some things in the imaging department. I was looking at one of them. Because of my own interests, my personal interests, I am exposed to lots of these websites and lots of the ideas that come that are, and as a matter of fact, I think that's how I first found Jay, the essence of all of the things that are available to you. But you, it's the old business about the horse going to the water, which can't make him drink. There are all of these things, terrific mountains of information about how to get rid of negative thinking, about how to bring yourself around to seeing the glasses half full, get yourself to the bright side of the road, any or all of those things. But no matter how good you are, and I have, as I said, become sort of a student, and I really am determined to become more of a student of it in the year 2013, but I like most of you, when you try to get into this mode, into these things, you find yourself, for whatever the reason, being pulled back to, some people call it the dark side, or the negative side, or the angry side, or whatever it is. This takes a lot of work. It's not easy. If somebody comes to you and says, yeah, take this course, go online, there's a webinar, $200, you'll be all fine, forget about it. It might be good to take the course.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting it isn't. But you think at the end of that it's going to be all over and everything will change like throwing a light switch? Forget it. It takes a lot, and that may be even construed to be negative. It takes a lot of work and focus, but the end of the trail is a good one. Maybe there isn't even an end of the trail. It just keeps going on and on. You got to keep working on it. But the benefits far exceed anything that you could throw at it that might be construed negative or bad. Getting rid of negative thoughts and thinking about things that are bright is a wonderful way to open up your heart and your mind. And so I want to see if that's one of the things that's on Jay's mind in a moment as we train your brain for a healthier and happier New Year here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, 1, 2, and 3 new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals and activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
Black chops take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply Happy.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at KidEssentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on Good Day, Beyond Good Day with Jennifer and Rich and Roberta. So we're into the new year. If people go to jkumar.com, you kind of get the idea. I could spend the entire time, each time we're together, going through his CV, his background, what he does, how Jay connects with people as well. He understands neuroscience. So maybe that's where we go with how you heard what I said a few minutes ago about people and all the different courses and things you can do to bring yourself around. What's the bottom line with all this, Jay?
Well, you know, thanks. Happy New Year, everyone. It's so great to be back in 2013. So excited that we're, gung-ho. And, you know, I want to really just share with you this notion that we can train our brains. You can train your brain for a healthier and happier new year. And there's just a wealth of research. And Doug, you kind of hit the nail on the head saying that, you know, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink. But so our job here is to make you thirsty enough to get you to start drinking the water.
There you go.
And so we're really sharing with you, you know, everyone, this idea that about brain, body, and being, how your brain, your body, and being are all interconnected, and how your thoughts can actually alter your brain chemistry, your brain structure, and how it affects your health, your immune system, and your emotional and your psychology as well. And so if you go to my drjkumar.com page or even the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook, Dr. J. Kumar Facebook page, you'll see a great blog piece I wrote on 5 easy ways to train your brain for a healthier and happier new year. And so I'm going to just give you a couple tips. The first tip that I posted, tip number one, be grateful for what is. Gratitude. You know, we're so bombarded, you know, in our culture about feeling, you know, by consumerism or by our media saying that you have to buy this in order to be happy. You need to do this to be happy. And sometimes we forget that the simplest and the most healthy aspects of our life are just to be grateful for what we have. And so there's this wonderful idea, not an idea, but it's actually a concept coming out of neuroscience that actually shows when you experience gratitude, there's a part of your brain called the left prefrontal cortex that begins to fire. And here's the amazing part. We're showing that through brain scan, that part of your brain, the left prefrontal cortex, which is about 2 inches above your left eye, that's the part of your brain that corresponds to feelings of joy, you know, well-being, happiness, love. And so just by feeling grateful and expressing gratitude for what you have, this is one of the easiest ways that we're finding from neuroscience to experience a greater state of well-being in what we call brain, body, and being.
All right. So is there a way of taking this a little more simplistic? I was making reference a few moments ago to this a method that we posted at DougSteffen.com to get rid of negative thoughts. This research suggests writing down your thoughts and tossing them in the rubbish. Literally, as you do that, it can erase your bad mood. So when I thought of you because I wanted, as a researcher, you to tell us how the brain works. How is it that something silly like that works? 83 out of 100 people were asked to write down thoughts on their body image, and they were all negative. And then they were told by the professor to throw them in the trash can. And the professor then said, "How do you feel about your body now?" "Oh, I feel much better, doctor."
You know, it's really great. That's a fantastic, you know, example you just gave. It's like a tip. This is tip number 4 on my list. Keep thinking good thoughts, which is kind of like a little, it's similar to what you're saying, but throwing away the negative thoughts.
Right.
You know, there's a great phrase we have in neuroscience says, the mind is like Velcro for negative thoughts and Teflon for positive ones. We tend to like hold on to our negative thoughts more easily than we hold on to the positive thoughts we have about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so throwing, and that's a great exercise because it's
why?
Why?
I always wondered that. Why?
Great question, Rich. We have in our brain this thing called, it's part of our evolutionary biology of a human brain, something called a negativity bias. And it was actually believed this negativity bias was a survival mechanism for our species to help us recognize that when a dangerous situation, you eat a poison berry, you know, you're being chased by a lion, your brain has to register this as a very bad experience that shouldn't happen again. And so here's the thing we're finding, which is so interesting, that all of you I think are going to really appreciate. They've done research and shown that it takes 5 empowering thoughts to outweigh 1 negative one. You have
5.
To
repeat that. 5 negative. 5 positive thoughts to eliminate 1 negative thought. Wow, that's like a math on that.
I know it's part of this ingrained thing called a negativity bias. And Rich, mm-hmm. you know, you could all think about this. If you have a great day and everyone's telling you like these amazing things about you, hey Jennifer, you look great. Roberta, you know, I love what you're wearing. Doug, you look very fit. All of these things. And if one person says a negative thing to you, what's the one thing you can remember the whole
day?
I
remember. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the brain works. So why? Who do we have to see about that?
You. Yourself. You know, there's a great tool that I'm going to share with you. In addition to that really great exercise about throwing away your negative thoughts into the trash bin, another thing we do, which is from, and it's a neurocognitive exercise to help you experience greater emotional, psychological health and well-being, is to write down five things about yourself that you like. So this is a great, and this is something I'll share with maybe next week. In the second part of January, 80% of people no longer continue with their New Year's resolutions. 80% of people actually in the second half of January, you know, discontinue and just like go throw away the resolutions or don't follow through with them. And there's the reason behind that, which I'd love to share with you more next week, but it kind of goes into this idea that when people make a resolution, when you think about the resolution, it's a resolution. You're solving a problem. You're a solution to something that you feel about your life, which is negative. So if you have if one of your resolutions in 2013 is to lose weight, what you're unconsciously saying about yourself is, I feel bad about myself. I don't have a good positive self-image about who I am because I'm overweight or because I smoke or because of whatever the situation may be. I'm not saying to give away and give up those aspects of like your resolutions, but what you have to do, which is the key to making sure your resolutions stick, is to also write down five things about yourself that you really find amazing. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really the key for health and happiness in 2013. You know, great tips from How to Train Your Brain. Go to Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook, the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook page. You can get them all there. But the ultimate bottom line is you have the power within yourself. Your brain can be trained for health and happiness, and that's the key.
DrJKumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. He's always really very pithy. Right, it's easy stuff to figure out. You have to listen and think, though, and maybe that's one of your posts. Maybe that's what you do for the new year. Jay, thanks for being here, and good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Alrighty. Emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
this is another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices.
For all the brands.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hurricane relief delayed but apparently on the way after some Republicans break the 11th commandment. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. As everyone knows by now, the House and Senate did take care of some of the components of the fiscal cliff with separate votes on New Year's Day. The vote in the House came late at night, with the House adjourning before dealing with a bill providing financial aid to victims of what has become known as Superstorm Sandy, which devastated parts of New York, New Jersey, and elsewhere. The decision not to vote on that bill drew fire from some members of Congress. Here's a taste of what was said.
We cannot and we should not wait. We must not walk away.
Republicans refuse to act to help the victims of Sandy as expeditiously as we know we can.
How can we treat an entire region of the country this way?
You just heard from three Democrats. Congressman Steny Hoyer, who is the Democratic whip in the House, New York Congresswoman Nita Lowey, and New York Congressman Gerald Nadler. But plenty of Republicans were furious as well. The 11th commandment we mentioned earlier is something Republicans often refer to. Thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican. Well, in this case, that commandment was thrown right out the window.
This is a disaster on top of a disaster. Absurd.
That's New Jersey Republican Congressman Frank Lobiondo. Speaking of New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie made his feelings perfectly clear.
There's only one group to blame for the continued suffering of these innocent victims. The House majority and their speaker, John Boehner.
Blunt enough? Wait, there's more. Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King went so far as to talk about retribution when it comes to supporting Republican candidates.
I'm saying anyone from New York or New Jersey who contributes one penny to the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee to have their head examined.
After all of this, House Speaker John Boehner and other Republican leaders did back down and promise a vote on part of the aid package tomorrow by the new incoming Congress. The first vote will be a $9 billion flood insurance appropriation, with another $51 billion in general relief voted on by the middle of this month. But for victims of a storm that struck more than 2 months ago, this just isn't good enough. And obviously disgusted, Governor Christie summed it up this way.
That's why people hate Washington, D.C.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
got chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing to me?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
The fiscal cliff vote on New Year's Day led to a big rally on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up more than 308 points, closing at 13,413. S&P added 36 points, NASDAQ with a 93-point gain. Oil prices also up, $1.30 a barrel, finishing at $93.12. There was some confusion during the day yesterday as to whether Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had been released from a New York hospital. The State Department eventually did confirm Secretary Clinton was released after being treated for a blood clot discovered in a vein between her brain and skull. The secretary suffered a concussion from a fall recently. She has been treated for the blood clot with blood thinners. Doctors do expect a full recovery. And finally, we have some news about Justin Bieber.
If I was a boyfriend.
Bieber recently gave something to an adoring fan as he was leaving one of his concerts. The Biebs gave a young lady, age 18, his pet hamster, a 3-year-old hamster named Pac. Well, the California Hamster Association got wind of this, and yes, there really is such a group, and they criticized Bieber, accusing him of animal cruelty, saying hamsters are fragile and don't handle sudden environmental changes well. But the hamster's new owner said she worships the little rodent, that he's doing fine, and that he's well treated in her home. The Hamster Association heard those comments and has since backed off. You know, all of this could easily lead to another hit song for the Biebs.
If I were your hamster, I'd tell you how I feel. Just put me in the cage, I'll keep running on your wheel.
All right, that's enough. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.